In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I bring you greetings from the clergy and the Christians from Toronto on this great feast of our Father, St. John Maximovich, the Bishop of San Francisco, but a man who shone forth and spread the light of Orthodoxy throughout the world. As you know, in his life, he was born in Russia, and because of the Bolshevik Revolution, As a student, he found himself in Serbia. And while in Serbia, he got to know Metropolitan Antony Krapovitsky and became a spiritual disciple of him. And he began to live after he finished his schooling. He was educated in law. He began to live an extraordinary life of prayer and reading. Even before this, when he was in university, he would spend much of his time visiting the shrines of the saints and reading the lives of the saints. And so this man who so loved the saints became a saint. Everywhere he went, from the time he was appointed bishop, he was in China, and then when they had to leave China because the communists invaded, or took over, I should say, he found himself in Brussels. He studied the things of the Western saints who lived before the schism. And throughout his whole life, he loved the saints and imitated the saints. And so now he is our saint. He's worked miracles for many people. And he didn't shine forth in this land, but he radiantly shone forth towards the end of his life with his radiant life and his miracles. And so we have him. We can touch his relics, and we can draw nigh to him and participate in his grace. And so because we have a man who is incorrupt, his relics are incorrupt, and he works miracles, along with, say, for instance, St. Philibert or whatnot, we have a witness of the truth of our faith. And also, for each and every one of us, there's a hope that we can participate in the grace of the Holy Spirit. And so it's by cleaving and clinging to saints like this, becoming familiar with their lives, their way of life, their dedication to prayer, their following of the rules of the church, and their humble obedience to those rules. And all these things are the foundation of sanctification. And so we are weak, but we can follow, even in our weak way, in the footsteps of such saints. And we follow by being obedient to the rules of the church and becoming familiar with the lives of the saints and being inspired, because this is our narrative. We have many competing narratives in our culture today. There's fantasies, there's fiction literature, there's movies. We have these, they're like superhero movies or whatnot, and all these things are distractions of the mind from reality. It's like the fantasy of the devil to take us away from the things that are real into the things that are fantasy. But when we approach a saint like St. John, this is reality, this is spirituality, this is eternal truth. And this is our story. Our God, beyond all expectation, put on our human nature in order to sanctify us. Not something abstract, but for us to participate in the grace of the Holy Spirit. And so we need to conform our minds to the mind of the church. And I would like to submit that, especially during this age of materialism and the philosophies of scientism, and that where everything is being deconstructed on a philosophical level, and the very ideas of what it is to be male or female or marriage or this or that, there's so many things that are being torn down. And we have to constantly remind ourselves to reject these things, to not be infected by these things, but conform our hearts and minds to the mind of the church. And St. John showed forth in the Russian church, and he was a faithful son of the Russian church, but in a certain sense, because of his veneration for the saints, and because he embraced all of his brothers and sisters in the Orthodox faith. He's of the tribe of Israel. He's of our Lord's tribe. And I think we need to think that way, that we are not of this age. We're citizens, we're sympathetic with our fellow citizens, but we're not of the world. We're of the tribe of God. We're of the body of Christ. And so we embrace these holy fathers, and they are our holy fathers, even though if I met St. John, I probably could not have a conversation with him. But of course, if I go to his tomb, I go to his relics, and I pour my heart out in prayer and tears, then there's that converse. There's that in the Holy Spirit, we have a deep connection. Even though we come from different backgrounds, if we're members of the Orthodox Church, we're of the tribe of God. And so we have to think differently, and we have to organize our lives differently from those around us. So I think this is the message that the saint brings to us. He grew up in a time of turmoil, and he was an exile in a certain sense. In two occasions, he had to leave his homeland because of the communists, and then he had to leave China because of the communists. Yet his life was centered around the cycle of the services, his prayer role, becoming familiar with the things of God and the things of the tribe of God. And so that's for us. That's how we follow in his footsteps. These are not complicated things. To know that this is our narrative, and this is an eternal narrative. It's not some fantasy. It's not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. But if we accept this narrative as our narrative, then we become true members of the household of God and the tribe of Israel. And so may our holy Saint John inspire all of your families and inspire the monastics here, who I think have gotten a new lease on life after going through many vicissitudes in our former monastery and whatnot, our former jurisdiction, our former, in a certain sense, we were fighting against Pharaoh, and we've gone through, and now we're in a time of refreshment. And the Holy Saint John has been a great consolation for all of us, even those of us who, like, I don't live in this monastery, but the fact that there is a monastery here dedicated to St. John, and that we have a shrine with such a saint of our day, is a great consolation, I think, for all of us. And so I pray to St. John, that I know many of you come and you have prayers. And let us pray one for another to St. John, that whoever has come here asking for a miracle or for a resolution of a problem or for reconciliation or for whatever is going on in their life, let us collectively pray to St. John that we find peace and harmony and unity and healing in Christ Jesus our Lord. May God bless you many years for the feast.